The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. So I want to build a little bit on the teachings that I gave this morning. This notion of being sensitive to, if there's a sense of real pushing and trying that gets felt as a certain amount of contraction. And in contrast, there can be a sense of openness. To be sure, there's a certain amount of trying or effort. You could use those words. But very often we're doing too much. And our practice ends up more like a tightening project or something, trying to make something happen. And sometimes this idea of what we're trying to make happen is this idea of getting concentrated, focused. And there's a certain amount of straining that could happen. But what if instead we have this idea that samadhi, this word that gets translated as concentration, is described as settled, collected, with a sense of well-being. Settled, collected, with a sense of well-being. What if that's the way that we're kind of like defining what it means to have a meditation practice in which allows some settling to happen? Whatever practice we're doing, whether we're following the breath or being mindful of bodily experiences or even doing metta practice. And so any openness, as opposed to tightness, contraction, any openness that we feel can be a signpost, can be a marker on this way towards collectedness and well-being. I want to emphasize this well-being part because it is possible to get kind of like, you know, microscopically focused. That is possible, but there's a way in which it can be really brittle and that even the slightest distraction can shatter it, if you will. But not only that, there's often a sense of quiet aversion, this quiet, like, get out of here. Can't you see? I'm trying to get concentrated. Be quiet. You know, there's this sense of trying to push things away. But this sense of settledness, unification, with a sense of well-being, what this allows is malleability, agility, the mind to be flexible, accommodating, and this is what leads to freedom. This malleability, agility, able to accommodate whatever life is bringing us, whatever that moment is bringing us. It's as if we have some way in which it helps us to not get tipped over, this agility and settledness, well-being, not get tipped over when the winds of life show up. And the winds of life just keep on showing up. It's not like we're going to finally get them to stop. That's not possible. Even though we often are trying. Speaking as somebody who has spent a lot of energy trying. So there's this way that we might say, how can we explore this or encourage this in our practice? I'll say this, that one way in which, if we have this idea that we want to get focused or settled, collected, and we kind of forget the well-being part, we just want to get collected, dang it, you know, that kind of a feeling. It's about our relationship to experience. Can we shift our relationship to experience? Because as soon as we have this idea that things are supposed to be a certain way, settled, collected, focused, as soon as we have this idea that practice should be a certain way, our life should be a certain way, then it's inevitable we start measuring. Do I have it yet? Am I there yet? And we, have you noticed, we never measure up. Oh yeah, I need more. It's not enough. I need to do this, or that thing out there needs to change, or this idea of measuring. When I think about it, I like to think that the first two letters, M-E, measuring, really highlights the sense of me. Me, how am I doing? And whenever there's measuring, it's never a good thing. Even if we feel like we don't measure up, we often feel like we don't. But let's say if we do, then oh my gosh, we have to maintain it. We have to make sure that nobody else is better, or that, you know, somehow that we just keep it. Or we just start to feel like, oh, I measure up. What's your problem? You know, there's this way that it just separates us from other people and all this. So there's this way tightening or opening. Can we just use this as indicators, as a way that can help guide our practice? If you feel you're really tight, can you be open about being tight? Oh yeah, this is what it feels like to push. This is what it feels like to try really hard. So using this tightening or opening as a barometer, as an indicator, as maybe like the speedometer, making sure that we're in the speed limit, as opposed to this idea we have in our mind, completely 100% made up in the mind, about how things should be. I should be focused. I should be in the 27th jhana by now, whatever it is we make up. And just notice how the measuring shows up as soon as we have this expectation. And ouch, measuring is uncomfortable. So shifting our relationship is a way to just notice in general our experience. I'm using these words tightening and opening. Maybe for you it's more about stiff versus flexible. Or maybe it's, notice I'm using more kind of like somatic words, because thinking is often measuring in disguise, or just an encouragement to be sensitive to the attitude, the approach we're bringing to practice. And maybe we can use as an indicator just some settledness with a sense of well-being as a direction we're going. And it might be with settledness arises. Maybe there's a lot of emotion that arises. Maybe there's grief. Maybe there's anger. Maybe there's confusion. As best we can we honor and respect those experiences instead of trying to dismiss them and insist that they be different? Well-being doesn't mean happy all the time. Well-being doesn't mean checked out, numb. Well-being means a fullness, a richness to all that life brings us, with some sense of okayness. Doesn't mean it's happy, doesn't mean it's pleasant, just some sense of okayness. This is the direction we're going. So just find words that are meaningful for you, for this tightness, pushing, trying to make something, versus opening is maybe more of an allowing with a sense of well-being. So thank you, and I wish you all a wonderful rest of the day, including what the Kevin is going to offer us.